USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The attorney for the black man shot several times by Kenosha, Wisconsin police says they are looking for accountability. Civil rights lawyer Benjamin Crump is representing Jacob Blake, who was shot 7 times in the back, leaving him paralyzed. Blake has not been convicted of a crime, but had an arrest warrant for a sexual assault charge at the time of the shooting. Crump on Fox News Channel took issue with the charge being part of the conversation.
We cannot continue to demonize people of color after we kill them or injure them. We have to say we have equal justice in America, and we have to treat black citizens like we treat white citizens. There can't be two justice systems in America. There has to be equal justice for all citizens in America.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are continuing their efforts to get people to stop smoking and vaping. USA Radio's John Clemens has more.
The CDC analyzed data on the campaign's impact on quit attempts as well as sustained quits. The lead author of the so-called TIP study is Dr. Rebecca Murphy-Hafer.
You know, TIP is effective. Our new study results show that during 2012 through 2018, the TIPS campaign was associated with an estimated 16.4 million quit attempts and more than 1 million sustained quits among U.S. adults.
The TIPS campaign featured people like Susan Nimoy, the widow of Leonard Nimoy, best known for his role as Spock on Star Trek. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Tennis star Novak Djokovic was disqualified from the U.S. Open after a ball he hit accidentally nailed a female line judge. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
We are less than 2 months away from Election Day, and USA Radio's Robin Walensky paints the big picture of where things are.
President Trump to hold campaign rallies in North Carolina and Michigan this week, and if you believe in polls, and many of you don't after 2016, the Real Clear Politics average of polls this week finds Joe Biden ahead of President Trump by less than 3 points in Michigan. Biden's campaign, apparently well aware of the math, announcing last week the former vice president will be traveling to Michigan on Wednesday. While Democrats have won in Michigan many, many times before, in 2016, President Trump turning the state red for the first time since 1988. President Trump will be focusing again on his economic message. The president scheduled to visit Michigan Thursday.
U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams says states should be prepared to distribute a coronavirus vaccine by November 1st, just in case one is ready. Speaking with ABC News Friday, Adams said he always was hopeful for a vaccine by the end of this year or the beginning of next year.
It's not just about having a vaccine that is safe and effective. It's about being ready to distribute it, because what I would hate is for us to have a vaccine, but it still not get to the people who most need it.
More than 6.2 million COVID-19 cases have been reported in the U.S. since the pandemic began. That tally, according to Johns Hopkins University as of Saturday, more than 188,000 people have died. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.